This is Southwestern Trails, and I'm Eb Eberline. And first and foremost this week, thank you to everyone who has called in support of our financial year-end campaign. There's never a bad day to support community radio. 623-1000 is the number. KXCI.org. Click on the little beating heart up in the corner of the page. Today, I want to let you in on a secret. It's called the Secret Canyon Trail. This trail leads you into a cool, deep canyon with tall ponderosa pines and lush riparian vegetation up in Red Rock Country. From the west side of Sedona, go north on the Dry Creek Road, that's Forest Road 152, about 3 miles. And on your left, you'll see a short road that goes a few hundred feet to the west, where you'll find parking for the Secret Canyon Trail. You start in a high desert environment of yucca, agave, and manzanita. And at first, the trail does not seem all that inviting as you follow an old roadbed for the first 2 miles. This is the Red Rock and Secret Mountain Wilderness, where old roads have been closed to vehicles for many years. 2/3 of a mile along, the HS Canyon Trail goes off to the west. Continue straight on, and about the time the road gives out, you'll cross a drainage. Now you are in Secret Canyon. The trail crosses the stream bed back and forth for the next 3.5 miles as you go deeper into the wild. About a mile up the canyon, look for a small arch. 5 miles in, a left turn in the stream bed leads you to a wonderful chute. Returning to the main trail, there's a sharp climb for about a half a mile and then a level stretch before coming to a narrows with a series of pools in bedrock. An unmaintained social trail continues on from these pools up canyon. But this is a great spot to enjoy a well-earned siesta and possibly a dip in the cool water before heading back from where you came on this 11-mile round trip. By the way, this is one of those places where you need to keep a weather eye out for rain. Secret Canyon drains a large area of the Coconino Plateau, and thunderstorms to the north or west can send flash floods. Always be looking for escape routes to higher ground when hiking into a place like this. If you've noted problem areas on the way in, you're much less likely to be caught if floodwaters threaten on the return. I know you'll enjoy hiking up in Red Rock Country. Also, be aware that the Coconino National Forest has a pass program for parking at trailheads in the Sedona area, and they take it seriously, ticketing scofflaws. You can find much more content and many of the past Southwestern Trails and Arizona Trails episodes on our website and on Facebook at Southwestern Trails on KXCI. So looking forward to seeing you checking out something to do new from our Southwestern Trails archives. This has been Southwestern Trails with Eb Eberline.